The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 18 new COVID-19 cases in its update published September 22. Included in the new cases are 14 unvaccinated individuals, one partially vaccinated person, and three fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Springwater, 1. One person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Barry, 7, two youth under 18 years old, four people between 18 and 34 years old, and one person between 35 and 44 years old. Three cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and two are linked to close contact. The other two cases are still under investigation. Bradford, 2, one youth under 18 years old and one person between 18 and 34 years old. One case is outbreak related and the other is still under investigation. Issa, 1, one youth under 18 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. New Tecumseh, 3, two people between 35 and 44 years old and one person between 65 and 79 years old. All three cases are still under investigation. Muskoka District, 4, one case in Huntsville, 2 in Gravenhurst, and 1 in Bracebridge. There are currently 186 active cases in the region. 5 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,383 cases of COVID-19 with 12,938 of those cases recovered and 259 cases ending in death. The health unit has confirmed 5,906 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 122 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,007 alpha cases, 168 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 1,036 delta cases, and 661 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. According to the health unit, 78% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and 84% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Approximately 26% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 68.3% is fully vaccinated. There are 3 school outbreaks in the region, with no additional outbreaks since yesterday. On September 20, the health unit declared an outbreak at W.H. Day Public School in Bradford where there are 3 cases. On September 17, the health unit declared an outbreak at Alliston Union Public School, there are 4 cases there. On September 15, the health unit declared an outbreak at Fieldcrest Elementary School in Bradford, there are 2 cases there. The schools are still open, but the impacted cohorts have been instructed to self-isolate. The health unit declares a school outbreak where there is evidence of person-to-person transmission of COVID-19 at the school. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on September 22. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 220,215 the 2nd of September 14 1,856 61.9% Barry 4,410 4, 239,124 the 1st of September 21 2,875 77.4% Bradford WG 2,192,127 38 the 1st of September 21 5,017 74.8% Clearview 144 138 5 September 16, 958-71.2% Collingwood 266,256 The 3rd of September 18-1078-86.7% ESA 546,529-4 The 2nd of September 22,265-79.4% Innisfil 1,313-1,283 The 18th of September 23,185-71.2% Midland 215,205 The 6th of September 17,1174-81.4% New Tecumseth 1,609-1,567 The 18th of September 21,3874.2% Aurelia 355,341 The 8th of September 21,050-84.3% Oro Medant 244,237 The 5th of September 15,1046.89.2% Penetanguishene 207,199 The 8th of September 14,2148.84.45% Remara 120,116 The 1st of September 19,1148.65.6% Severn 94.89.3 September 18th 627.60.6% Springwater 310,303 The 2nd of September 21,1446.84.9% Tay 128,123 The 2nd of September 18,1141.84.1% Tiny 140,137 The 2nd of September 17,1043.72.4% Wasaga Beach 304,291.5 The 1st of September 17,1282.79.7% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.